Hello, you're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. When this was recorded, it was Women's History Month, and Women's History Month began in March 1987. Hearing this fact long ago surprised me as I quickly pondered the thought that May, the month of Mother's Day, might have been a more likely choice. One thing is for certain. This is a very appropriate time to discuss the history of women and God's divine purpose for their role in God's plan, especially because it involves love, help, unity, and change. A design starts with a plan, a pattern. But if a pattern is altered enough times, even the original designer will not recognize the final result. Both men and women have made alterations or allowed them concerning God's word by our actions, repeating replacement theology, or agreeing with what opposes God's word for the sake of love or fear, because a person or group has a determined will. Proverbs 3, 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. God made man in his image. Then God formed woman from the rib of the man's body, and they shared dominion. Genesis 1, 26 through 27. 1 Corinthians 11, 8 through 12. For man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. For as woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman, but all things are from God. Adam called his helpmeet woman, saying, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." In this unity, the man and his wife became one flesh. They were naked, and they were not ashamed. And they shared a name. Genesis 5, 2, King James Version. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. The 1599 Geneva Bible says the same thing. The first place of worship began in the garden home, in the city of Eden. Genesis 2:8. Satan the devil, the old serpent, according to Revelation 12:9, used an identity near to the woman daily, an animal. This way, his approach would give neither her nor the man a reason to believe anything was wrong. Many to this day are not aware the serpent was Satan. Therefore, just as we should give understanding to them, we should also offer understanding to the first man and woman without placing criticism or judgment on either of them. The woman had no idea this was no ordinary animal, but Satan knows God, so he recognized the image of God on the man and woman. And to this day, Satan continues to know all those born again who characterize the image of God, and he will always desire the same end for us as his, an eternal separation from God. Being subtle and cunning, Satan knew he had to devise a plan like he did against the angels above, tempting by use of deception. Satan needed to enter the woman's mind, bring adversity between her and her husband and God. Satan did then exactly what he does now from the mouths of those he uses. He told the woman God did not mean what he said, but God's word is truth, and it will never return void. We have no idea what type of fruit was on the trees, but we do know there is nothing wrong with any tree in the garden or the fruit on the trees. Genesis 2:9. And out of the ground, the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. A warning was given to Adam about the tree containing knowledge. A tree of life contained our faith identity and relationship with God, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil led to our flesh identity. It represented a choice to obey or disobey God, and eating of that tree meant death, separation from God. Adam had one task. He was positioned to be a watchman over the home God provided. However, he failed to be watching when the woman placed her hand to the tree, just as a parent can look away for just a moment. But suddenly, a harmful situation occurs in that short amount of time. The empathy, grace, and understanding given to a parent should also be given to Adam, because the man disobeyed for love. 1 Timothy 2:14 through 15. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression. Nevertheless, she will be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with self-control. Satan said just enough to place doubt on God's warning. Sounds a lot like the disapproval to God's word in our cultural times today. Adam chose the love for his wife to be greater than obeying God. Look where that got us. Death by separation from our Father in heaven until our deliverance and restoration by the last Adam. See 1 Corinthians 15:45 through 49. In these times, there is a lot of laughter when a man says he agrees with his wife, whether she's right or wrong. But for those born again, do we really believe this way? Or do we see the danger of this? Adam agreed to endure death with his wife without knowing what death was. And he only spoke with an attitude of self-preservation after seeing his flesh and her flesh. Genesis 3:7. Our knowledge must come from seeing through the eyes of God and not using the eyes, ears, and heart of our flesh, because these two scriptures advise us well. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The one thing that should be eliminated between men and women is fault-finding and constant belittling or humiliation. God created us all. We can always find fault without looking hard. Abram listened and honored his wife Sarai's request to give her a child through her maidservant Hagar. Jacob is falsely accused of being a trickster because he honored the request of his mother, Rebekah. See Genesis 26:34 through 35 and Genesis 27:11 through 13. So when did men begin to use control rather than honor women or their wife's request? Well, it was when the ways of the Goyim, the Gentiles, began shaping the decisions of men through men in power, the rulers, the pharaohs, and kings. 1 Samuel 8:4-18. We read about this also when Vashti would not obey the request of Ahasuerus, who reigned as king from India to Ethiopia. See the book of Esther, chapter 1:15-19. It was from the attitude of kings that the conduct of men was changed toward women. And it was Satan who devised this plan, because the Goyim, Gentiles, had no relationship with God. No woman really would make everyone unhappy just because she's not happy, especially not a woman born again. And who could possibly believe all men are dogs? All those in the household of faith know that God created man in his image. So why would God's image be insulted? Why should this happen? What if in cruelty a man asks the question, if all men are dogs, who's birthing them and who's training them? As a woman, I would be as highly offended as any other woman, just as any man should be offended by an insult as well. And in this month of honor to women, I have prayed with love about women who may feel they are put in a disadvantage by competing with those who have a transfer of a previous gender identification. In love, understanding, and consideration, let us always consider others as we want to be considered ourselves. And please, let us remember also, hurting people do not have to hurt people. Yeshua, Jesus, forgave, and so did Stephen. Luke 23:34. Then Yeshua, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And Stephen spoke this in Acts 7:59-60. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Yeshua, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. May God bless us to be many members, yet one body, to live in unity, loving one another. And thank God that verse 60 clears up another misconception for us. Death is separation from God. Sleep is the breath of God leaving the flesh body until the awakening set by God for an appointed time. I hope you tune in again with me next week or whenever you have the opportunity. God bless you all.